Well, once they're in the concussion protocol, then there's no, they have to go through the steps. So right. Robert's going to be out.
Oh, okay.
Robert's going to be out this week. He's not going to make it.
Evan, same by the same token.
Yep.
With Evan out for the first time this year, you have Holly live. Are you more likely to go Beninock as the seventh, give you guard depth, or could you go with Holly and Wester on Sunday?
Well, you'll find out at hour and a half before game time on Sunday. You'll find that out.
With I know you're missing some from injury, but to get Will Golston back, it seems like he's made good progress this week. Just how much that helps you, especially against the run.
Well, basically this week, just due to injuries, we're trading out Robert Ayers for Will Golston. So you're robbing Peter to pay Paul, so to speak. I mean, you play a whole bunch of games in a row, 53 guys. You're gonna be trading guys in and out due to injury, and it is what it is.
How fortunate are you the fact that Will was able to make a recovery from an injury that could have been a lot worse?
Yeah, very fortunate. I mean, that's the worst part of this game is injuries, and any player that gets hurt, we got several. You ask any player that's been out, it's traumatic for them, and all injuries are serious. It affects their career, it affects our team, and Will's, because it was a type of part on the body where it was, of course, it was scary at the time, but all that stuff is medical. They're never going to let a guy go out there if they think he's at a higher risk than he would normally be playing football.
Dirk, you talked about going out, kind of figuring out the sight lines, new stadium on Sunday. Does having a new turf, a new surface, does that change things at all for you if you don't know what that's like or how that compares to other turf you've been on?
Well, yeah, a little. It doesn't really change anything, but it does take some getting used to. And all the guys have their own pregame routine, and then some coaches get involved in that, some position coaches. We talked about it again this morning in the team meeting. For every one of us in our room, in our team room, this will be a first time in this stadium. A lot of the turf companies are pretty close to the same, so that's why we wanted to get in our indoor at least once this week. And our turf is pretty close to what most of these are, but they could be a little different. I'm not sure what Atlanta has.
What are the biggest differences for you going into a game, whether it's on turf, whether it's on grass? Is it anything in terms of play calling or scheming
no,
or anything
no
like
difference.
That? Right. With I don't know what their injury situation is going to end up being, but Devontae Freeman's also in protocol this week, going in probably in the same boat as your two. How much you've seen last year in that first game? I think Tevin Coleman had like 5 for 95 catching the ball. Do things change for you at all if Freeman isn't there, or do you have such a good backup you see there where it's about the same?
Well, the difference is Freeman's in his second week in the protocol instead of his first week. He already missed one game.
Right.
And they have really good running back depth. I mean, Coleman is a really, really fine football player, and then TJ's younger brother, Ward, is been doing a nice job coming in and playing his role too. So you take Freeman out, of course, it's going to, like you take any good player off of any team, it's going to hurt him, but those other two running backs are very capable.
We've seen that Ryan Smith now, he started a few games and everything, and obviously he's had to make a big jump, from not playing last year in a different position to playing corner now on the outside. What have you seen from him growth-wise in the last few games?
Well, that's why he's still in there. I mean, he's been improving every week. He's playing a lot more consistent than he did in the preseason and that he did in the Minnesota game. That's the learning curve that young players go through, especially players that are switching positions or playing at a much higher level. So yeah, we're happy with Ryan's improvement. Not perfect, but improving.